guest on the line, and you guys could take it from here.
Sounds good.
All right, guys, so conference call is being recorded. Good luck, everybody. And I'm going to put it on mute. Thanks so much.
Happy birthday to your boy, David.
Thanks. Oh, thanks. Catch you guys at the top of the hour next time around, too.
All right, thanks.
All right, thank you, David.
All right.
So, Francois.
Yes.
Maybe we can start by when did you actually start with the fast? It's a 40-day fast, and you had 29 people, correct?
Yes. We started on beginning of October, like October 12th, I think. Let me look at my calendar. It was on a Monday.
And it finishes on the 21st of December?
October 22nd. And most people lasted for 40 days, so it went from... they all finished last week, at the
okay.
end of last week.
And you had 28 out of 29?
Yes, including myself.
Right, and you had done this previously, but it was only a smaller group then.
Nope. 2 years ago, we did it with, I think, if I remember, it was close to 24 people.
And how many were able to actually finish?
Everyone. This
wow.
time we had, this time there was one person with, I suspect they have a, gluten intolerance, and I wasn't aware that there was I knew of the Love product, but I didn't know the specifics of it. You know, I didn't know that they had a fasting program done with Love. So there was one person that had problems with stomach abdominal pain, which we switched to Love. The company was gracious enough to take all the power shake and replace them with Love. And then that person was able to continue. And then there's, I think, a person that the detox program was a little bit too intense for her. So out of 30 people, two didn't finish. Everyone else is just amazed by... You know, it's... I think that... As soon as the onset of the initial detox symptoms happened, that person, I think her job is very active, and she was lacking a little bit of comfort, concentration, and so I think she foresaw that the whole 30 days would be like that, and then she quit.
Mm-hmm.
But everyone else, you know, usually it's like the first couple of days that that you get the detox initial effect.
One out of,
after that, it's just great.
One out of 50, one or two out of 50 is a pretty good number, you know, for a 40-day fast. I think that's something we've experienced, is that once people get through the first 3 or 4 days, whether they go 10, 20, or 30 isn't really that important. It's getting through the first 3 or 4 days, I think, that's most important.
Yes.
So then,
and I, you know, nobody complained of hunger or lack of energy. I think that the relationship with food is severely challenged, I would say, during a fast. And it's great because I think that a lot of people don't see how, you know, I mean, it's encouraged to have bad nutrition. It's most of the advertisement that we look at is about crappy foods, and everywhere we go, we're served like, you know, there's an opportunity to buy chocolate or crap, or so I think that these food addictions are been made aware of, and you know, most people, they've been reordering Love, and they intend on continuing taking the products because they felt so great, and I think it's a good push. I mean, most people in the group, they've went on to change their lifestyle after the fast. because they don't want to end a good fast like that on a and go back to ordinary nutrition. And we've had some pretty good medical conditions. Francois, a patient of mine, has never taken since the last fast that we did 2 years ago. He's been off the high blood pressure medication. And every single type 2 diabetic patients, they were off their medication during the fast. So it kind of empowered them to understand that food is a good way to get control of your health back, you know.
So before we get too far into this, Francois, maybe just do a little introduction, because it is being recorded.
Okay.
About yourself.
Okay, well, I'm a chiropractor. I was doing Olympic-style practice in a little farm town in Beauce, and I sold my practice in 2008. I just was tired of doing high volume, and you know, the more people you see, the less the scope of intervention that you get to do with each patient. And I think that my understanding of health is that all facets are important. So I sold that and reopened 3 hours away from there, a small private practice. And I started doing, you know, I bought a hyperbaric chamber and electromagnetic therapy units. And I started mixing all kinds of approaches. And initially, when I met Marcel, he introduced me to PHP, and I just, you know, I was looking for, you know, I believe in eating, and I don't like fragmented foods like vitamins and things like that. And my background has been into raw food, so I didn't know that company existed. So when I joined right away, and then I read up on the anabolic fast, and next thing you know, there's 24 of us doing a fast for 40 days. And since then, practice has been growing, and I just keep doing, adding more and more stuff to my practice. And that's it.
Fantastic.
I know Paula and myself, my wife, we did a 40-day fast, and it's really revealing. It was sort of freaky. It's like, geez, I can actually exist without this other stuff that I've been doing every day. As long as I get, you know, the high-quality nutrition, and, you know, I know, correct me if I'm wrong, but with the new Love Super Meal replacement, would it be safe to say, Dave, that it is nutritionally the best single meal that we could possibly consume?
Well, I'll be honest with you. I worked over 2 years, you know, trying to structure it to have a number of components that were missing, and we made it originally for athletes. That's the funny thing is, it was made for athletes, you know, because it had to, you know, increase their energy and their endurance, their immunity and their muscle, and it had to nourish them, you know, and then at the end we added up the calories and go, wait a minute, we just put together this amazing meal for athletes and it has 200 calories. And we said, this is going to be, you know, also appropriate for fasting. We never ever considered it as part of the fast at the beginning, gentlemen. It was created, you know, for Ian's biking team was the original purpose. And you guys all know Ian Farrar. And so he asked me to put together the best product for athletes that the world's ever seen. So he brought me together the 5 or 6 products that he believed were the best ones on the market. And we literally took the best qualities from each one and added a couple of twists and came up with the Love Super Meal, for those of you who don't know what the genesis of that product was.
Yeah, it's like I say, back then when we did it, we didn't have the Love Super Meal, but it was still pretty interesting. I didn't lack in energy or clarity of mind. I actually had some friends of mine, close friends, say, maybe you should stay on this fast always. You know, so I think it's a good idea now that we do have the Love Super Meal that even in the smallest way, people can continue at least on this path of improving their life by consuming, you know, even if you just replace one meal a day with love.
Exactly. Well, you know, Shelley Baron is on his 220th day on the anabolic fast, and he's doing what we call a modified version. He has either a half an apple, a quarter of an avocado, or a little bit of watermelon each day, but just a very small amount to keep his motility, you know, just to make sure digestive tract keeps moving stuff through his intestines. But other than that, he's doing amazing. He's 82 years old. He's being monitored by doctors, and they report that he's gaining muscle mass and gaining endurance and getting stronger. All of his vital signs are improving week by week by week. And this is on 500 calories a day for almost a year.
Yeah, you know, I remind people that every day we're breaking fast. That's the reason why we call it breakfast. And, you know, so we can utilize that daily fast by actually, you know, I consume first thing in the morning water because, of course, the body has gone through that fast. And, you know, just to help to flush out the waste from the day before and hydrate the cells for the day ahead. Basically, what I'm trying to say is that getting healthier doesn't have to be that complicated. And, you know, we can start with water, we can start with salt, we can start with, you know, super whole foods, and it makes it a lot easier. And what I like, Dave, about your program is that even after the fast, you know, it's like, well, you know, you've been successful completing that, you know, now what? You've got in place a number of support strategies. You've got the idea of continuing with something like now the Love Super Meal. You've also got passing on the idea that, well, maybe 3 or 4 or 7 days out of a month, you could continue to do some form of anabolic fast, or possibly continue with the education that is available through PHP. And then also you've got Michael Wolfield. He's available. And then also yourself as well. You know, so you've got a lot of things in place. And I really wanted to see that this group that we just had this great success with in Montreal, you know, didn't do the fast and then, you know, that's it sort of thing and go back to the old lifestyle. But Francois, with what you're saying, people are picking up on the love and they're making changes, correct?
Yes. Mm-hmm. I mean,
go ahead. I was just going to say what I like is to encourage people to fast one day a week from 8 o'clock one evening until 8 a.m., you know, a day and a half later. And if you do that, then you have to realize that you have fasted for close to 70 days worth of time a year, just in that one day, because there's 52 weeks. And if you add in the, you know, the half days, there's actually, you know, close to 70 days worth of hours that you are letting your digestive tract rest and regaining energy. That's just in fasting for that one day each week. And I think that that's something that everyone could do and everyone should try to do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think it's, go ahead, Francois.
What I notice personally is, you know, I have to say that the first time that I heard about the fast, immediately I wanted to do it. And, you know, it just seemed like very, very hard. So it took a while for me to gather up the determination that I thought was necessary to accomplish that. And then it turned out it was so easy that not only was it so easy that last this time around, I just got into the fast, no problem, no fuss about it, and that's why I was able to get more people on board, because I knew that it's no big deal. You just do it. But the thing is that you need the fast. Once your body's gotten used to fasting, it just feels so good that I noticed on the weekend that I'm out of my routine, I don't work, so I'll usually get up and fast all day. You know? It feels good. I mean, you get to a point where you want the fast, that it just regenerates, you know?
You want that feeling. You totally look forward to the feeling. And, you know, once you break your addiction to food, and you guys know what I mean, once you've done the fast for 40 days, you're in control. Your brain finally tells your body, hey, guess what? I'm in control now. You've been in control for too long. And that I see happen all the time. And once you've broken your addiction to food, that feeling that you're in control again is amazing. It's my favorite thing.
Yeah, you know, I try to explain to people that, you know, to eat and process food, to take it from its large, bulky form down to a molecular level where it's going to actually enter into the cell, and the body's going to somehow decipher what is good, what we're going to keep, and what we're going to, you know, extract. It takes a lot of energy. It's equivalent to actually walking for three meals. Processing three meals a day is equivalent, in terms of biological energy, is equivalent to walking 25 miles a day. It's a lot of energy. So when you stop eating, and when you stop eating food that, is not giving you energy, then you have this reserve in energy, and then the second priority is cleansing and repair. But because we're continually eating, the body looks at the first priority, which is taking this foreign entity and making it part of self. Taking non-self to be part of self takes a lot of energy. So when we can get food which is at a higher quality with more energy, then the body says, okay, I'm going to process this food, but it's not going to take as much energy, and I'm getting more energy out of this deal. And at the end of the day, I still have energy for the second and third priority, which is cleansing and repair. So
I always tell people that if you consider that the greatest stress on the body is actual digestion, and that if you consume foods that are nutrient dense and low calorie versus foods that are high calorie and low in nutrients, then you are going to, you know, reduce the stress on the body by 80%. Mm-hmm. And then it again frees up those same energies that were being used for digestive and eliminative and protective function. And those energies are now, you know, going to be, you know, used to redirected toward, you know, a further, as you noted, digestive and repair. And the part I wanted to add is sleep. When we are eating and our body is still doing digestion and elimination and all of that while we sleep, then we're typically going to miss out on some of the tremendous reparative effect that takes place during deep sleep, because we'll have less of it. And so we draw more energy from the body in that way as well. So it's a spiral that has so many different, you know, so many different offshoots of negative effect, and you're absolutely right.
So, you know, the old saying, to treat the body as if it were the temple of life. You know, there's some really great unexpected rewards when doing fasting. Maybe Francois and Dave, you can speak on those in terms of, you know, not just physical, but there's mental and emotional issues tied into this as well.
Well, I wish that I knew why. Okay, I wish that I knew the reason why, but I don't. But I do know that, and I've seen, because I bring people up to my retreat center, and so they are you know, they are, you know, there in front of me going through this, and as a consequence sharing their experiences, what I call the roller coaster. And the roller coaster typically has a very defined pattern. And it starts on day one with either the confidence or the simple determination to do the fast. That's followed on day two by the realization that that hunger they went to bed with is not going to go away, and that excitement and determination is overcome by fear and hunger. And that fear and hunger continue for a day to a day and a half, even two more days for day two and day three, until finally, as you go to bed on day three or as you wake up on day four, you have this supreme confidence that, wow, I feel strong, I can do this. And then all of a sudden on day five or six, you either get depressed or you start to go through deep-seated emotional traumas, memories of things that have gone wrong in your life for whatever reason, whether it be relationships or family or job or illness or whatever it is. These issues tend to resurface. And then amazingly, because your mind is clear and your body is clear, is clean, amazingly you have these tremendous, I would say, strengths and insights that you may not have had otherwise. And many people have cathartic type of healing, emotional healing. One woman forgave the man who raped her in an amazingly powerful letter in which she said she would not be a victim, and she realizes that he attempted to victimize her because he at one time must have been a victim, and she implored him to seek help and to go into his deepest memories and to find out why he desires to inflict pain on others for his own pleasure. And it was really amazing. And I've seen many, many, many people who have come to emotional realizations that I don't think would have or could have been possible without the clarity of mind and the infusion of enlightenment that comes with these foods.
So Francois, with over, you know, a group of 50 people, that's pretty impressive. You must have seen and have heard of a lot of different changes that people went through in that 40-day and beyond.
Yes. Well, I usually tend to monitor clinical stuff. So, you know, the emotional stuff is, I think it's something that unravels on its own, and it's not my field of expertise, so we don't usually, but I get a lot of comments about how the mind gets clear. You know, personally, I like to say that my hamsters were gone during the fast.
Right.
You know, like that mental activity was just stalled. It was just, everything was sharp and crisp. My mind was solid. And, one of the most amazing things is the weight loss. I mean, a lot of people lost a lot of weight. And the weight.
And what would be, would you say, your average?
It varies from 20 to 30 pounds during the 40 days.
That's exactly what we've found.
Yeah. I find that women lose less weight than men.
Yeah, the women start out having lost more. The women start out faster, then they plateau. And we found that the reason why is because, there's a psychological effect. I think you guys have heard about it in war, that if you weigh 183 pounds and then you get your leg blown off, the leg may have weighed 20 pounds, but your body will regain those 20 pounds and you'll gain 183 pounds again. You'll weigh 183 pounds again even if you have no leg. And what happens with women is they have a natural defense that men don't have to keep certain, you know, to keep certain organs protected. And so when they start to lose weight rapidly, this is why for women, the modified fast works better, where they fast every other day, where they have a very strict fast on one day, and then they have a modified fast on the next day where they actually have, you know, 3 to 4 small meals. And we found that that helps women continue the weight loss. So women start losing weight again after they come off the fast and continue a healthy diet, and then they begin to lose weight again.
Yeah, that's what one of the women that was on the fast, I saw her this week, and she says that she is still losing weight even if she's off the fast.
Yeah, sometimes they have to go off the fast to start losing weight again, because their body has triggered a defense against you know, its protective layer.
Yeah, and you know, and it's such a, I mean, conceivably, I mean, in people's mind, a fast is such a big deal. I mean, even though after doing it twice, you know, I really think it's an easy process, that they usually do big changes along with it. You know, like as if, you know, if they were going to do this big, big fast, might as well stop smoking, or might as well switch to vegan food, might as well get a new water filtration system. They usually use the fast as a, you know, as if the fast created momentum and induced more changes. You know, because
What came first, the fast or the motivation? And I think, you know, I think that for most of the part, it's the motivation that actually came first. The fast just revealed it, and then they were able to continue. So I agree with you completely that for those people who the fast is part of a journey they've already decided that they're on, it could be really powerful.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And the group effect is really, really something. I mean, once you decide to do it, I mean, because this time around, you know, most people are like, wow, you've been fasting for 10 days, you know? And,
yeah.
You know, yeah, they're amazed. But then I say, it's easy. So the second time around this time, people jumped right on board. I mean, it was crazy. Within a matter of 2-3 weeks, I had a group of 28 going on. And then, you know,
Wow. Some
people added to it. And it's just like, for instance, this woman's son and his wife, you should see these two. I mean, Sylvain lost 40 pounds and his wife lost close to 30. She is loose in her wedding dress. She tried her wedding dress and it fits loosely. I mean, she got married 25 years ago, and their skin looks so radiant, you know, they're just, it's amazing. And Sylvain says that he feels like he's 20 years younger. You know, when I saw him this summer, he looked tired. And when people are oppressed by their physical condition, you know, he was 40 pounds heavier than he is now, so you can imagine how much energy he was spending just moving around his body. And he was tired all the time, and they don't know how to go about things, and it's such a simple solution. You just stop. Stop the insanity. Just get on a detox program. Here, this is easy. Get up, drink water, take your shake. 2 hours later, take your aminos. It's simple. It's all broken down for you, and you just, you know, after the initial few days, then it's just easy.
Yeah, I think it's that
and
idea.
We just modified it. I want your opinion. We just modified the fast, and in a sense, what we did is we broke it down to a basic fast, which is for 10 days, you get 150 aminos and a 30-serving power shake. And a tart cherry. and you take the you take five aminos three times a day, and you take a power shake three times a day, and then you take the tart cherry, you know, an hour before bed, and we encourage you to start off your day with 16 ounces of room temperature water, you know, with some ionic elements in it if you have them, but that doesn't come as part of the fast. But just the aminos, the cherry, and the power shake, and then that's the basic one. And then if you want to do a cleanse at the same time, we put in the herbal fiber blend and the daily fiber blend, the herbal fiber cleanse and the daily fiber blend, and now you have a daily fiber blend shake after the of meat and before the nighttime cherry, and so we have that, and then the upsell is olive oil. You can buy it separately, but you don't have to buy it in the basic pack. And what do you guys think about that? You think that that's going to work out okay?
So,
well, I'm sure that you've put great thoughts into this. I'm just wondering where
we have.
Where did the cocoa go?
The coconut oil we put as an option, like so that people could save the $12 if they don't want to spend that. Some people already have coconut oil on their shelf. A lot of people use it already, and it's about 30 times more coconut oil than you actually need for the fast. Three times more is what I meant. It's 30, you know, 30 tablespoons. So I just thought that it was sometimes asking people to spend money that wasn't absolutely necessary, and I never want people to think I'm just trying to get money from them, you know.
I think it's good, Dave, to actually offer, you know, different levels of the same program.
Go with vanilla, you know, like vanilla, chocolate, and three-color ice cream, you know, the three kinds of fast, because if I was to do it again, you know, I like to combine powerful detox with the herbal fiber cleanse, and I got so many comments about how the skin becomes when you're doing the coconut oil three times a day. The effect on the skin is so amazing. That, you know, it's like, you know, okay, if I hadn't been through with, you know, close to 100 people through the fast, you know, maybe it would be a different thing. But, you know, next year I'm probably going to do another group. For sure I'm going to get all this stuff, you know. You know, because the thing is, I would recommend one thing, and then if they go online and they see that the fast doesn't have the coconut oil, you know, it might be counterproductive. But you mean from the kit?
Yeah.
Right?
Well, starting in January, we're having a 10-day challenge. We're calling it the 10-day transformation. 10-day transformational challenge. It's going to be much like Visalis, except that ours will be only 10 days instead of 90. And in order for it to be more appealing to the general public, we wanted to keep it as simple as possible. And that simplicity boiled down to, the power shake, the aminos, and the tart cherry. And then for people who wanted to make it a detox, we brought in the other two products. And then in order to make sure that people who have done our traditional fast are open to it, so it's basically ABC. A would be just the three products, B would be five products, and C would be seven products.
Mm-hmm. You know what I did this time around too? Is Marcel sent us some cayenne pepper, some special cayenne pepper that he orders bulk. And I had everyone doing a teaspoon in the shake. And I still always put a ton of cayenne shake you know, your body, it just, you know, you can feel it work. I mean, I just like that. So, but I don't know, you know, if I do a fast, and it's for sure I'm going to do the cocoa, the coconut oil. To me, it has to go with it. And it's probably my least favorite in terms of taste. I mean, to put that oil in my mouth is not the most pleasant, but the results are amazing.
I think I hear you, and it is. We're not saying it's not available, but in order to do this 10-day challenge, and we want to attract mainstream America.
An introductory fast.
It's for 10 days, and it's a challenge, and and then we have a list of approved, like cheating, that if you just can't stick with it, we've got the avocado, the apple, and the watermelon, options to get the crunchy fat and the so if you got to have the fat, you can have a little avocado if you're craving fat, so that will make the coconut oil a little less necessary for that satiating the fat craving. But yeah, I think that in order to keep it within a certain price point, I just needed to make sure that we had the absolute basics. And again, if you want to, you can take it all the way. But hey, I just got a note that we've got to clear the line for our next call, so within like 5 or 6 minutes. So I just want to make sure that any last questions get answered. But yeah, this 10-day challenge is going to be great because we're going to have a winner every 10 days, and the winner of the challenge, and we'll give more details later. You guys are getting a sneak peek. But the winner of the challenge will get an all-expense-paid trip to the Oasis for two, for 3 days of really, really good time, in nature, massage, education, vacation, relaxation. So we're going to have, real nice group of winners, because there'll be a winner every 10 days for 90 days. And, people on most weight loss challenges that are 90 days, I mean, they just don't last that long. Most people can't even think 90 days in the future, The seasons change. Yeah.
My understanding of weight gain and overweight people, from a pancreatic perspective, is that if you don't reset the pancreas, which takes 40 days, then the weight they lose, they may gain back. Sometimes, it's just your pancreas is so tired from having all these complex carbs in your diet.
And so you're absolutely right. And so our goal is to break people's addiction to food with a 10-day fast. So you start with the 10-day fast, and then we're hoping people will go on and do it longer, but then we give them a transition diet where they continue to eat well. They continue to have a low-calorie diet. It's just not a fast, and it still gives them the chance, to have a pancreatic effect, so long as they have learned from the 10-day fast. But I totally agree. But remember, we're trying to break America's addiction to food, and the longer you make it and the more difficult you make it, then the smaller number of people that you're going to draw into the tent, and the fewer number of people you're actually going to have a chance to impact. And so,
yes,
so many people who start with 10 days go on to do 20, and then, or 21, and 25, and then that turns into a modified lifestyle that continues for months and months and months and years and years and years. And so we're trying to jumpstart people. My nickname is, this is the quote, fast way to break your addiction to food. And I agree with you totally that it can't be done entirely in 10 days. But you can dramatically reset your need for food in 10 days. And I've seen this happen over and over and over.
Mm-hmm. All right. So,
gentlemen. Dave, do you have a date for Montreal for a possible presentation?
Yeah, we're looking around January 15th or 17th, something like that.
How's that sound, Francois?
Hey, Dave. Hey, Dave. Marcel, can you hear me?
Yep.
This is David Litt. I just jumped back on. So we're looking at probably the Tuesday. I don't have a calendar in front of me, but it's like Tuesday, I don't
January
know.
January 15th.
20? No, following week. The
22nd,
I think. Yeah, I think it's going to be right around there. Does that work for you?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay, so yeah, so the 22nd is a Tuesday, yeah.
Yep. I don't see patient Tuesday, so I should be able to be there.
Oh, excellent.
I'm going to try to get as many people as I can.
Yeah. I mean, you guys are the centerpiece of the reason we're going to do this. So, let us know what and when that works for you, but I'm glad that sounds like Tuesdays are good for you.
And if it turns out that you guys don't think we could fill the room, then go ahead and let us know. We don't have to go there this time. We just thought that you guys had put in the request and thought that you wanted
to. Yeah, we figured that if Francois had 28, 29 people the last time and 24, 25 the previous time, and even if they only brought out, two people each, which is a pretty small number. And I know these people are, enthusiastic and, feel pretty good about what they've done. And why wouldn't they want to share it with at least two people?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I heard exactly. I heard the last few minutes, and Dave was talking a little bit about the 10-day celebrity transformation, and so we'll have a contest tied to the retreat, and if you can get folks to do a 40-day cleanse with no incentive other than good health, there's a whole nother layer of people that we believe would be attracted to a 10-day fast cleanse with some goodies, attached to it. So that's the thought, the folks that you're appealing to are the people we love to work with because, our products do work so well. It's just a matter of there just aren't, millions of them. And, if we can come down one more level, and I'm sure that each of those people know a large handful of folks that would be willing to do a fast, a quarter of the amount that they've done.
Sounds good.
Yeah. Are there some other folks on the line here, too?
No, I think we have to clear the line for the next...
Okay. Yeah. Sounds good. So for are there some other folks on the line, or is it Francois and Marcel and Dave and me?
That's it.
Okay. So, all right. Well.
So I just have a question. And don't take this wrong, but there's one thing that I really, I guess I'm getting old, but I hate traveling across country to sit in a room for 20 people, even if they're really the most amazing 20 people in the world. It's just really difficult, the numbers aren't enough. So, and I don't take this wrong, but if we couldn't get anybody on the call tonight, what makes you think we could get people into a room?
Francois?
Well, I got the call information yesterday, and I'm going to Mexico next week.
Okay.
So this week is pretty busy. The clinic's been nonstop people all week. So I had 24 hours to get people, so all I could do was send an email, and that's it, yesterday.
Okay, well, there must have been...
Okay, well, we have time to decide. We have time to decide, and we have time to figure out whether it is, or is not worth it. But just, I know that you guys understand that I think David Litt always says, and I'm not quite sure what it means, but that meetings or to like further momentum, not to create it. And I think that that means that we have to have a room full the first time, not hope to inspire a room full the second time with the first time, you know. So
I hear
so,
you.
That
just because you want to have a meeting, we want to make sure that 20 or 25 of the 28 other people want to have the meeting. So anything you can do, especially before you travel, to get a sense of, you know, if Dave came up, would you be interested in attending, and would you be interested in inviting 5 to 10 guests, and just get a sense of, you know, how many people would want to do that, and, you know, that's helpful.
Francois? Hello?
Yes. Well, like I said, I'm going to be in Mexico from the 14th to the 30th. So it's going to be early January.
We need to lock in as to whether doing an event makes sense before you leave on the 14th, because we're going to need to make flyers and announcements. And I mean, it's mostly your group up there, but I think just to, you know, look and feel organized for you when you come back, and to help your folks promote, you know, I think that would probably be important is for you to reach out to whether you have a handful of key people out of the group of 28, 29, or whether you have contact with all the folks, just to see, you know, if the date, whatever it is, Tuesday the 22nd or whatever it may be, is a good date for them. Would they be interested in coming, and how many people could they bring? We want to create an event that's going to create excitement and energy and more fast going on, and more excitement for your practice, and more excitement and money for, you know, the folks that are involved. So,
okay.
If there's a reason to come up there, then let's make it happen.
If March is better,
Because we also are doing a March tour, and you know, if it's better in March, and you think you want to have some of the same people do another fast, I know that was one of your concerns, was that the people who just are coming off of the 40-day fast are not going to want to do another fast. So I think it's just a matter of how you want to approach it. Do you want to approach it as, gosh, it would be easy for anyone who just finished a fantastic cleansing 40-day fast and feel amazing to tell a whole bunch of people to do a 10-day fast? That's one way to do it, kind of the more business-oriented way. Or the other way to do it would be to say, let's wait till March, see if we can gather many of the same folks that did this 40-day fast and do two different fasts, a 10-day and a 40-day, and for those who want to do the 10, they can do the 10. I think either way works for us. Whatever you want, we're here to support you. But, don't consider it busy work. You know, we want you to feel like it's something that you want to do. And we can plug in either January or March. But we do need to know if we're going to do January. We need to know before you leave for Mexico.
Okay. So
and January sounds like a stretch to me. I mean, it just sounds like that because, you know, it's going to take a lot. So don't be ashamed at all if January doesn't work, you know.
No, I mean, I was just thinking that since I'm coming back on January, you know, right on time, I'm coming back the 30th of December. That gives me 15 days to pull a group together. I don't see how that could happen.
Okay.
I mean, if we're going to do something serious, I'd push it to March.
Okay, sounds good.
Agreed.
Let's do that.
Something that should be done deserves to be well done, so.
Yeah, well done. Well, I that's great. I think we're on the same page. Let's plan on that then, and we got some other exciting things happening for March as well. We'll fill you in on as we move forward. Okay, why don't we clear the lines, and then you have the speaker lines here. *6 is to mute, or just use mute on your handset, and we'd love to hear a minute or two testimonial from you, Francois, about your group and who you pulled together and the success that they had. That would be amazing. And then Marcel,
okay,
if you want to talk a little bit about, you know, maybe from more of a business perspective, you know, the idea of, you know, whatever you want to communicate, but whether it's, you know, the quality of the products, having been in several companies like this, or, you know, whatever you'd like to
do. Well, gentlemen, I want to, before you guys, before you guys get into that, I just want to say thanks for everything that you've done to get these people excited and to, you know, the stories that you've generated, and really look forward to seeing you whenever I get up there, okay?
Thanks very
okay,
much.
Great. Thanks.
Yeah, no question. Good stuff. Well, yeah, and I appreciate you being on the line tonight for both calls, so that's great. So I'm going to jump off. You all can jump off, and I'll come back on in a minute, start welcoming people. And then, Dave, let's keep it a little shorter just with Francois and Marcel to give them enough time to communicate what they want to the group.
Okay.
Thank all you. Right. Thanks, guys.
Yep.
Talk to you in a couple. Bye.
Hello.
Hi. Oh, hopefully what? Informative. Okay. Yes. Yeah, I think, you know, realistically, to prepare that is a little short, if you ask me. Okay, I think the call is back on now.
Well, good evening, everybody. My name is David Litt. I'm in charge of sales and marketing for Purium. Who else do we have on the line?